Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Spadoni in for Vontae Hill alongside Sam Lubman, who is in for Joe Shasky. It's the Morning Roast. We're halfway home here. We're live and local all day right here on 95.7 The Game. Hope you all had a lovely Thanksgiving holiday. Hope you all having a great Black Friday. If you're working, shout out to you. If you're not working, also shout out to you. And shout out to everyone who's watching on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We had, I wouldn't say great games yesterday, but games that ended up being ridiculous. The Bears and Lions being one of them. You got the muff punt early against the Dolphins and the Packers. You knew that game was going to go downhill very quickly. Sorry, Ken, big Dolphins guy in the back. And then you had you had Tommy DeVito. You had Drew Locke. I don't know. It was just a mess.
Cooper Rush. Mess,
yes.
Well, how about the Cowboys beating the sorry ass Giants? Then Micah Parsons being like, "Oh yeah, no, we're ready to go on a run here."
Exactly. It's just
like, come on. Now I get there's one thing to be optimistic. It's another thing to just be delusional.
That's all right to be delusional. Hey,
well, at that point, you're just saying stuff.
We're all a little delusional right now. I mean, Giants fans, I mean, they were delusional thinking they were
going to
get...
Giants fans are delirious.
They were delusional thinking they were going to get Blake Snell back because the Dodgers got him, and we'll get into that as the show goes on. Maybe Niners fans are a little delusional thinking, hey, they could win in Buffalo this week as 7-point underdogs, maybe without Brock Purdy. Maybe that's delusion, but you know what? That's why we love being fans. And right now, I don't think it's delusional to say the Warriors are one of the best teams. Even on this 3-game losing streak, they're one of the best teams in the Western Conference. It's not delusional. Why?
They're in the Western Conference right now. Behind the surprising team. Houston Rockets.
8-10 in their last, 8-2 in their last 10, the Houston Rockets, by the way. They have been playing very well. The San Francisco 49ers not playing well, but we're going to pivot right now. We'll get back into the Niners at some point because we want to talk about the Dubs. And yeah, they're on a 3-game losing streak. And that last loss, which was kind of those ones that pisses you off as a fan, right? Because you thought you were just going to get blown out. You thought the Thunder were going to win comfortably. It's just like, yeah, they don't have Chet, but they have SGA. We don't have Steph. It's going to be tough when you're missing your best player. And then they made a run. And then a guy named Pat Spencer comes out of nowhere. Who? Pat Spencer? This guy. It's just, okay. And then Andrew Wiggins, you know, he airballs it in the last possession. And it's like, what was that? So it's one of those losses where it was just really tough to swallow. And it's the third straight loss. And yes, this team wasn't going to go wire to wire and just handle every single team. They were going to do that. They're going to have their rough points in the season. But overall, Sam Lubman, I think Warriors fans on November 29th, if you were to tell them, hey, heading into December, heading into this hot stretch, you're 12-6, you're third in the West, you got to be feeling pretty good. right? I mean, come on.
Oh, no, I mean, I think this is, for a season we're coming into it, I think there was a lot of kind of trepidation on what this team would look like, because there was a lot of unknowns. It was the first time you're going to be seeing this team without Klay Thompson. How's that going to affect things? You know, say what you will about Klay Thompson, but when he was on the court last year, he was still a threat as a shooter, and he still had some gravity, which opened up space for Steph Curry. And when you took away that space, it made things harder for Steph. So it was very interesting this year. What's Steph going to look like without that extra shooter on the court? Well, we got the answer there in the play of Buddy Hield. Bonte was saying before the year, buy stock in Andrew Wiggins. I don't think you could have bought enough stock in Andrew Wiggins this summer, because he has been an absolute revelation this year. The Wiggins we have getting this year versus the Wiggins we've been getting the last couple years has been, it is just, like, just look at these numbers. You know, for the last 2 years, 14 points per game, set 4 rebounds a game, shooting 37% from 3 on 4.4 attempts per game. This year, though, he's got those numbers up to 17 points a game. Rebounds are still consistent, about 4 a game. About 2 assists per game, which is more in line with his career norm. Last couple years, he had 1.7. But he's shooting 41% from 3, and he's taking 5 attempts per game over last year's 4. So the volume's up, the percentages is up, the scoring is up. Everything about Andrew Wiggins is up, and he's doing it on both sides of the floor, too. So you want to know why, one of the reasons why you're feeling so good about this team and why you're feeling, you know, why this team is so improved from last year. The improved play from Andrew Wiggins has been a massive part of that.
Not his best game in the loss to the Thunder. 16 points, 4 of 16 from the floor, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc. So not his greatest shooting performance, but as you said, defensively he's been fine the last few years. Like, that's the thing with him. Like, every game I know what I'm getting defensively from Andrew Wiggins. It's the offensive inconsistencies that have just been really tough. It's been one step forward, two steps back. We talked about it ad nauseum last year. How much did we talk about trading Andrew Wiggins because of what you were getting, or what I should say, what you were not getting from him? I said that ad nauseum. I said, you got to move on from Andrew Wiggins. I'll admit that. You got to move on from the guy. I said that last year. I said in the offseason, trade this guy, because I don't think he's ever going to be able to catch the lightning in a bottle that you got a couple years ago. Now, I think a lot of us, me included, underestimated just how much of a mental toll he was going through in his personal life. We knew there was something going on with his father. We knew there was some sort of illness happening. And now we know that he lost his father during the offseason. And he's talked about it a lot. Just the mental weight that is lifted off your shoulders. A closing, if you will, of that chapter and that heartache and what he was having to go through for him and his family, right? And having that on your shoulder, it's a burden. It really is, and it's tough, and there's closure now within him, and we're seeing it on the court. But as the number one guy, kind of, I don't think he was for sure the number one guy, but it kind of felt like he was going to have to be because he had 16 shots, and he wasn't shooting it very well, so it felt like he was forcing a lot of stuff against the Thunder. Not having Steph there, it was a tough look.
It's tough.
It was.
It's always tough without Steph, though, no matter, like, unless you have, you know, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson on your team, it's very hard to win for the Warriors. We don't have Steph.
You don't have Klay. You need that scoring option elsewhere. Now, Buddy Hield helps, but Buddy Hield's coming off the bench and stuff like that. So, Andrew Wiggins, I still need to see a little bit more before I'm fully on the boat here and fully bought in. Like, because what we're talking about with Andrew Wiggins is getting back to that second best player on a championship team form.
Yeah, like,
and I don't know if that's fair to discuss that yet this early in the season. Like, talking championship still when we're 18 games into a season, it's a little far fetched.
No, let's get a little bit closer to the All-Star break.
Can we get out of the play-in picture completely before we start talking about that? And right now, this looks like a playoff team, not a play-in team, which is a huge step because heading into the season, Sam was, is this a play-in or a playoff team? And I think most people would have argued they are a play-in team.
Yeah.
And right now, they're playing like a playoff team.
They are playing like a playoff team. And again, I think just the improved play of Andrew Wiggins is a big part of that. I'm not saying he's an all-star. I don't know if he is your bona fide, legit number two, you know, the Robin to Steph's Batman. I don't know if he is that. But a big reason why the Warriors are better this year is because of the play of Andrew Wiggins. Another reason why I think the Warriors are a lot better this year than they were last year, it's Draymond Green. Like, he called last year, how many times do we say it on this show, Spadoni, the most important season of his career? We said that ad nauseum on this show this last year because Draymond Green was not playing the game last year like it was the most important season of his career. It was just not good last year. I mean, how many nights, Spadoni, are we watching Warrior games in our show text thread is blowing up with texts from Joe Shasky lamenting the poor offensive play on Draymond
Maybe
Green?
He was referencing his podcast as the most important season for this podcast,
okay.
Not on the court. I think hashtag new media, by the way. I think that's what he was referring to.
It's always fun.
Continue.
Here.
There you go. All right. Well, that makes a little bit more sense, but that doesn't really help out the product on the court. As far as I know, there is no rule in the NBA about if you record X amount of podcasts, you get, you know, X amount of wins. I don't know if there's a correlation there.
We'll ask JJ Redick, head coach of the Lakers and podcaster.
There
or
you go, yeah.
Who's our guy who's the radio host for Fox Sports, who's now the college coach for Green Bay? Doug Gottlieb? We'll see how he's doing. How are they doing? I think they have like 2 wins. So there you go.
I wonder how Woj is doing with his team that he's...
Oh, the Bonnies? St. Bonaventure?
Yeah.
The Bonnies? I don't know.
Let's see. Let's look at it.
I'm a Shams guy now, so sorry.
There you go.
Woj is out of sight, out of mind. If you're not giving me content, you know.
Honestly, yeah, I still have the notifications when Woj tweets. I got to turn those off because he's not dropping Woj bombs anymore.
Nope.
So, but no, like, Draymond Green is a different player this year. Like, he's both on the court and it feels like off the court. He's a different player. Like, we're not getting those long, you know, text blow up threads from Shasky during games about Draymond Green's offensive game anymore. You know, it's just he's shooting the three a little bit more. He's hitting the three a little bit more, and more importantly, Spadoni, I feel like those outbursts that we saw last year on the court that led to that all that time missed, I feel like we're not seeing that at all this year. Like, he's definitely shown frustrations at times, but he's not pushing the limit.
Well,
now, we're going to get a nice little test tomorrow night when Draymond goes against his old buddy Yusuf Nurkic.
You see what he's saying lately, Yusuf Nurkic, real quick?
No, I haven't. No, enlighten
me. He's in front of the Phoenix Suns, obviously. He was saying some ridiculous stuff about the fans not like... this is what it is. This is the quote just the other day. I think this is after their win against the Lakers, and he had a big game. Quote, "I've been judged since I got here the most. Everybody wants me to play the KD role." That was Yusuf Nurkic. Man, shut up. You're Yusuf Nurkic. Please.
Stand on the back and get rebounds.
Like, stop. You're no one important enough to be having quotes like that. Everyone wants me to play like that. Just be quiet. Please. That's all we want from you, Yusuf Nurkic.
I
was on his side with the whole Draymond debacle when he you know, pimp slapped him a couple of years ago, because that's what happened.
It was last year he did the whole wind up and turn.
Exactly. It was this calendar year last year.
It was last December. Well, that was the one that led to the indefinite suspension.
It was December of last year. So there we go. We're coming up on the anniversary, actually. So there you go.
Think I'll have a cake for that?
There you go. We're going to have a lot of anniversaries about all the different things that Draymond did last year.
On this day in Draymond history.
I love him.
He punched this guy.
That's actually a good call. We should probably do that as a station. What did Draymond do today?
This day of Draymond, how did Draymond punch today?
As we're ragging on Draymond like that, let's hear from Draymond talking about being a leader this year with the Golden State Warriors.
You know, I think so many of everybody wanted it. You know, JK was getting to the hole, he wanted it. Wiz got into the paint a couple times, he wanted it. BP did as well. But our spacing wasn't correct, and so they're able to collapse on the paint, and we don't have the proper kickouts because our spacing wasn't right, because we weren't getting into anything. It was just guys making plays themselves. And so I can do a better job there, you know, and I definitely have to, especially when Steph's out. When he's out, you know, I have to make sure that I'm getting us into something. And AV told me. He told me the last 2 days that would be the case. And times you just get lost in the game. And, you know, I kind of got lost in the game a little bit, but I got to be able to identify, you know, that we're a little scattered and get us settled down and get us into something. That's not on BP or any of those guys. They don't have the experience to do that. So that's my fault.
That's him. That's him taking ownership. No, that's good to hear. That's what he should be saying. There's no Steph. I'm the leader of this. I'm the one that has 4 rings. I'm the one that's going to be going to the Hall of Fame. I need to step up and be a leader.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Offensively, defensively, everything, getting everyone on the right track. Like, that final play call, I don't know what they were thinking. Like, they thought that Wiggins was a spring forward, and then
that was a weird one. Yeah,
I don't know what that was. And usually, Steve Kerr is really good at the inbound calls and stuff like that too. So I usually give him credit where it's due. But I don't know what
happened. I
thought
they just botched the execution of it.
Yeah.
That's what I saw there. It looked like it would have worked out. They just, Wiggins wasn't really able to get free, I think, like he probably wanted to, and he ended up taking kind of a scuff shot there. But, like, yeah, I like the play they drew up there, and it just, it did, I can't imagine they imagined it going out like that.
Steve Kerr talked about it after the game.
Yeah, so we practice this stuff quite a bit. Kyle's a great inbounds passer, so we wanted Kyle in the game, and we ran a play that we've been practicing a little bit. They guarded it really well. The opening wasn't there, but I thought Draymond made a great play on catch, hitting Wiggs, on the back door. Wiggs just was a little off balance, but Draymond made a hell of a play. Wiggs made a really good cut, just didn't convert.
Just didn't convert. It, again, it looked like it could have. At the first split second, I was like, oh my God, they got... And then it just... an air ball. Just did not look good. But Andrew Wiggins, for the most part, again, we've been talking about him. He's been a pleasant surprise so far this season. I think there's been a couple pleasant surprises so far this season. I know Buddy Hield, he's kind of been cooled down a little bit lately, but he had a good game in that loss to the Thunder. He's been a positive so far this team. Draymond Green has probably been the team's second best player behind Stephen Curry. And speaking of Steph, are you at all worried about this injury, Sammy? Every time you hear bilateral, I mean, we know with Christian McCaffrey, it's not the Achilles, but
yeah.
Steph's old, man. The knees are getting old. Yeah. Concerned a little bit. I don't know.
Before I answer that question, just putting a bow on that last play that I just kind of went and rewatched it. Give Lou Dort some credit there for the defensive
pressure.
The torture
chamber.
Like, Lou Dort just locked Andrew Wiggins up there, too. So let's tip our cap there to the guy a little bit. But, no, regarding Steph, though, anytime Steph's injured, you have to be worried because, you know, the Warriors, they're 3-1 this year without Steph. Last year was really tough without Steph. The year before is one of the best years the Warriors ever played without Steph. So these things fluctuate from time to, you know, every year it seems like. Yeah, this team though without Steph, it's just going to create so much pressure down the rest of the roster, especially after you lose DeAnthony Melton too. Because it's just right now, Brandon Podziemski, who got the start for Steph the other night, he's not going to replace the scoring anywhere close to. The scoring just is not there for Pods right now. Buddy Hield, I feel like we're starting to see the Buddy Hield that we all know and love kind of start to show through here. You know, everyone was saying up in Sacramento, we never saw this Buddy Hield before. Now we're starting to see, you know, the Buddy Hield.
The honeymoon phase is over.
You ever
watch Love Is Blind?
I have not.
It's a great show. So they got the pods where you're meeting the people, they're talking to them, they don't see each other yet. Love Is Blind's the show, right? So you propose without looking at the person. So the pods is where they, not Brandon Podziemski, yeah. But this is where they're talking to
people.
They just speak like we're speaking to people on radio. They don't know what you look like unless you're on Twitch or YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So you're just talking, and then, you know, you get engaged, and then you go to the honeymoon phase. So you go to a resort, either it's in Cancun or Cabo. I'm watching Love Is Blind Mexico right now after finishing the American season. It's all right. And we're going to get into Argentina after that. But then you do the honeymoon phase, and then that's over after a couple weeks. Then you go live together, all right?
And now we're
living with Buddy Hield, and we're going to see, is he messy? Is he a clean freak?
Was he clipping his toenails in the kitchen?
Is he a smoker? Is he clipping his toenails? We're going to find out a lot about Buddy Hield as the honeymoon phase is over in Golden State.
And if that goes south, like, Buddy Hield's been a big reason why the Warriors have gotten off to such a great start. The Buddy Buckets, I call them the Splash Buddy, the Buddy Hield Revolution, whatever you want to call it. It was a big reason why the Warriors got off to such a great start here. And, you know, what did he do the other night here with Steph out, you know, coming off the bench? He was able to get 17 points, 5 of 8 from 3, so he had a pretty good showing last night. But Buddy Hield alone is not enough. So, yeah, with Steph out, yeah, after a while, I'll absolutely get concerned about it. Now, in this part of the schedule, too, like, this is a brutal part of the schedule. So, they're going to need to get Steph back soon because as brutal as this part of the schedule is, like, they got to stack some wins here.
So, you got the Suns, you got the Nuggets, both of those on the road. The Nuggets, obviously, an NBA Cup matchup on Tuesday, the altitude. And we'll have that live and local right here at 95.7 The Game. Again, tomorrow, Warriors-Suns, 6 o'clock. Warriors coverage starts at 5 with Warriors Live and then tip off at 6 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Then you got the Rockets at home at Chase Center. Then you're back on the road. Or check that. Then you're hosting the Timberwolves for, it's those little like Texas two-steps, as I call them. You stay here. It's like a little mini-series. So Friday, you got the T-Wolves. And then that Sunday, you get the day off in between. Then you got the Timberwolves again. Then you got the Grizzlies. So yeah, this next six-game stretch, if you want to do that before heading back on the road to Memphis there, it's going to be tough. But specifically these next two games, you don't want to start, you lose tomorrow, and then it starts feeling like, okay, this...
Four games in a row now. Yeah. It's like, hold on, what are we doing here? By the way, Buddy Hield, 17 points a game, first 12 games of the year. In the six games that have followed, the Warriors are 2-4 in that time, and he is averaging about 11 points a game. So we are seeing some drop off from Buddy Hield, and, you know, I don't know if it's a direct correlation, causation sensation here with Buddy Hield, but the fact the Warriors are struggling just a smidge with Buddy not scoring as much. I mean, that 17 points he dropped against the Thunder were the most he's done in that stretch since he dropped 18 against the Grizzlies back on November 15th. So, yeah, Buddy Hield, he's... I'm not going to sit here and say that he's completely come back down to earth. I don't think six games for me personally is not a big enough sample size. But, yeah, it's not great right now, Buddy.
We're going to find out... I'm not your buddy, guy. Yeah. We're going to find out a lot about the Golden State Warriors in this coming month. And we talked about that with Anthony Slater a couple years ago. Our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider covers the team for The Athletic. And you can find that interview on YouTube or download the free Odyssey app and thousands of other stations. Like and subscribe. We would greatly appreciate it.
Kirk Cousins.
Thank you. And he's a mashed potatoes guy, as we know.
Yeah, like a mashed potatoes guy.
I didn't have any mashed potatoes yesterday. Actually, I had...
We didn't actually have them either. We had like sweet potatoes, but not mashed potatoes.
I'm not mad at that. I had birria tacos I made myself in the crock pot. Slow cooked that bad boy. The chuck roast in there. Oh, yeah. I made
some. How long do you slow cook it for?
Well, I did mine on high for 4 hours. You want to do it low and slow, you do low for 8 hours.
Yeah,
but I was in a rush, so 4 hours.
Shout out, Neil.
And then I'm going to go home when I get back. I'm going to make some and crack some eggs on top there and have a little breakfast action.
Okay.
So there
nice.
You go.
I love the, when I had the crock pot, I love doing the pork. You know, when you're down in Miami, you get into the slow roasted Cuban pork.
Some Cubanos.
I got my own, Cuban spice mix I put together. Oof. And you do 8 hours of the pork shoulder.
It's good. It's
delicious.
That stuff just
falls out. Crock pots, man. They're
money. No, they are.
They are something special.
People out there right now, Black Friday deals. Go out and get one.
That's
Why
a great
not?
One to get. Today.
Go Monday. You
maybe
know,
get an extra one and mail it to 95.7 The Game, 88 Kearney Street. You know, let's get a crock pot here in the studio.
We probably have one somewhere, not in the studio, because it would be smelling way too good, and we'd all be salivating at the mouth.
Someone's knocking it over on something.
We probably
too.
Have one somewhere, to be honest with you. But I want to get back to the Warriors here, just as wrap up this conversation. An 888-957-9570. You know, the depth of this team, it could be a strength and it could be a weakness at times, because when you don't have Stephen Curry, this is when things are highlighted. The deficiencies of a Buddy Hield at times, of an Andrew Wiggins, of a Brandon Podziemski, of a Jonathan Kuminga, right? And I think this is what fans are going to have to learn about this team in the next month, is are they a true contender or are they still a couple pieces away? And I don't think there's a move out there right now to be made that makes this team an instant title contender.
Aside from Giannis.
But Giannis and the Bucks are at the fifth seed now.
No, even that one still, it's still...
I'm not touching Joel Embiid with a 10-foot pole,
by
the way.
Oh, no, God,
I do not want that toxicity and those knees in this building at all. I want to put a bow on this.
Go ahead.
You need Jonathan Kuminga. I am not parting with that guy because you know what? He was one of the few players that looked like he belonged at the court. Against a young athletic team like the Oklahoma City Thunder. I need a Jonathan Kuminga in the Western Conference. I need that strength, size, and athleticism. Yes, is he a little bit raw still? Yes, but you know what? He's getting better and better every time he's getting minutes out on the court. He is going to be lessening those mistakes every single time he gets more playing time down the stretch of a game. It's the only time you can learn. Kind of like what the 49ers learning right now, those young 49ers being thrust in this position early. Sam Lubman, Jonathan Kuminga is going to have to learn too in some of these games and some of these losses, but I would rather learn with him than blow this thing up for a guy that's going to bring toxicity or bring negative attention or anything like that. I'm not looking at any big trades with this team right now. I say you stay the status quo, you keep gelling, and we're going to find out what this team really is after this month of December coming up.
I agree with you there, especially on Kuminga. And on the other side, I'll kind of get into why I think Jonathan Kuminga is a big reason why the Warriors are better this year, because he's another one where it's just, you know, a lot of people, we love to kind of crush Kuminga at times, but he had 10 clutch points for this team in the second quarter the other night. So on the other side, we can get into why I think the Kuminga, again, I agree with you, I'm keeping Kuminga. Well, the final request of Papa Shasky, don't trade Kuminga.
There you go.
I'm standing by that.
Absolutely. That's Sam Lubman. I'm Joe Spadoni. We are 2.5 hours down here. We got another hour and a half here left on the Morning Roast. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Good morning to all you lovely people just waking up, getting off work. It's a beautiful day here in the Bay, too. It's not rainy. It's not overcast. It is gorgeous out there. It might be a little nippy, a little chilly. That's what, it's fall weather. It's a crispness in the air, which I love. So you got to put on those jackets, put on those beanies, and cozy up and listen to the Morning Roast, because we're roasting, baby. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by the all-new Honda of Vallejo. More of your calls, more of your text, more Warriors on 95.7 The Game.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.